Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the NJSBA's podcast program, a special edition, Conversations with Educators on the COVID-19 Frontline. With me today will be Dr. Matthew Murphy, who is the superintendent in the Ramsey School District. I'll get to him in a second. Just if you want to ask a question or make a comment to Dr. Murphy, you can call 1-347-989-8904 and press the number 1. Or if you're in the chat room, you do have to log in with Blog Talk Radio. There's no fee. You can just type it in and we will pass it on to Dr. Murphy. This whole series is about how the districts are across New Jersey are dealing pretty much overnight with a whole new world, a new normal, going from the brick and mortar to virtual, and trying to navigate the communication issues, the educational issues, and the social-emotional issues for our children. So with us, as I said before, is Dr. Matt Murphy. He's with the Ramsey School District. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I know, but before I get into what you did, how you dealt with it, and some of the issues that you see, just give a brief overview of Ramsey School District for those who may be in other parts of the state.
Sure. Ramsey is a pre-K through 12 school district. We have about 2,800 students. We're located in northern New Jersey, about 20 minutes from the George Washington Bridge and by the big malls.
By the big malls. Okay. I said in the opening, and you and I have talked before, this kind of happened pretty quickly. I think we saw it coming, but I think it came a little faster than we thought and was a little bit more severe than we thought. What were some of the first steps that you had to take, and when did you take them?
Yeah, well, you're right, Ray. It was really overnight in which we had a pivot. And when we got the director from the governor's office, we had already probably been 3 days into planning virtual schooling. So the first thing, of course, was to make sure that all of our kids had devices and the technology was available for us to pivot to virtual learning. And then the second thing we did was, you know, speak about our at-risk students and how we were going to take care of them for the, at that time, it was going to be for 2 weeks, and now it seems like it's going to be a lot longer than that.
Yeah, so let's delve a little bit into those. I think you're probably in your district, most of the people did have access to the internet, most of the students had access to the internet and devices, but did you still have to collect a few, get a few out there?
We did. We are lucky and fortunate. We've been on the forefront of one-to-one technologies for close to a decade. So most of our students do have devices. And those who did not have internet access, we worked with the local phone companies for hotspots and so forth to ensure that they had accessibility.
And you mentioned your other main thing that you had to discuss was the at-risk students. I think that's one of the biggest challenges. How did you try to address the at-risk students that you have?
Yeah, it actually is the number one challenge still moving forward. I think, first of all, credit to all the Ramsey School District teachers and all the teachers in the state of New Jersey nationwide who had a pivot to virtual learning. I think they've done a fabulous job. I have two kids, one in higher education and one in the high school. And luckily, they're not at risk, so their learning is really going along beautifully. However, for the at-risk students, the therapies, the group counseling, the individual counseling, the medications, those are serious issues that as a community, as a state, we're still struggling with, because a lot of it, you need to, you know, be face to face or, you know, side to side, so to speak. So it is the number one priority, I think, of most school superintendents that I speak to.
Yeah, let's continue a little bit. You had the plan. How did you communicate it to your whole staff? Did you have a professional development day? How did you work so that your staff could get their lesson plan and get everything going?
Yeah, so we go to school in excess of the 180-day minimum in Ramsey. So I proposed, believe it or not, virtual professional development days in which the students stayed home and we were able to really, zoom in, no pun intended, on the PD that was needed for the virtual learning plan. And like I mentioned earlier, we've been one-to-one for a while, so it was less about teaching them new technologies because our teachers are phenomenal at Google Hangout and Zoom and so forth and Seesaw in the younger grades. It was really about identifying what was most important to teach. And then we also dove into how and, what are the signs to look for for our students who might be having some trouble. So our virtual PD, we had 2 days of it, the first Monday and then 2 weeks later when we realized we were going to be out longer, really allowed us the opportunity to spend some quality time on those two issues.
You kind of alluded to it before. I have a couple of follow-ups. At least from my perspective, it seems like the teachers and the building administrators and everyone in the building pretty much stepped up to the plate. They knew what they had to do, but I'm assuming your staff did the same thing. It's been fantastic with their effort.
Unbelievable, Ray. Sometimes in a crisis, you get reminded about, everyone puts down their differences. Yeah, and you just see it in the community, right? Our PTO has raised $43,000 to feed the frontline workers at our local hospitals. As you know, in northern New Jersey, we have a bunch of hospitals that are working 24 hours a day, and they've now raised $43,000, and we deliver breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time to them. So in a crisis, our communities come together, and Ramsey was no different, and the teachers were remarkable.
And how did you communicate the process to the parents and the students?
Yep. Well, we have a lot of communication vehicles already in place. We have a very active website. Our Facebook page and our Twitter pages are very subscribed to by our Ramsey community. So we were able to get that out quite rapidly. I sent a weekly update on Sunday nights to the community, just updating them on what we know and what we don't know, and to remind them to keep the faith. And it was during these types of communications that I let them know that we have a crisis counselor available 24 hours, 7 days a week, in which all they had to do was call and they could get the help that they needed.
Okay, before I get to that, follow up to that, we're talking with Dr. Matt Murphy, the superintendent of the Ramsey School District in Bergen County. If you have a question for Dr. Murphy or a comment that you just want to pass along, you can type it in the chat room if you're in the chat room, or you can call 1-347-989-8904 and press 1, and Robin will get your question. I've known your work at the Ramsey School District for a while now, and I know you have always been focused on the mental health well-being of our students and social emotional. You kind of talked a little bit about that. How do you manage that now since you're really doing it virtually?
Yeah, I will tell you, thank you, first of all. I will tell you before COVID-19, there was no greater problem for me as superintendent or issue than that of the mental health of our young people. And now more than ever, I am convinced that it is. So what we did, Ray, is we identified our at-risk students. We attached them to not only their counselors, but to teachers. So they could get daily check-ins, whether it's by a phone call or a video chat. We arranged for counseling to be available 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that means that if anyone, including mom or dad, and I want to talk about that in a minute, they just need to talk to someone, whether or not they need one session or multiple sessions, that I would get them the counseling free of charge. I don't care about insurance, virtually to them, either on the phone or through a video. And, so we have started that. The community has taken advantage of that. I usually get I have on average gotten 3 to 5 requests to talk to a professional. I've teamed up with West Bergen, which is one of the largest mental health providers in Bergen County. They have been a godsend to us. So if there is an issue that is out of our league, so to speak, I am able to call in, experts virtually and make that connection. But I think, Ray, as this goes longer and the economy is still in such turmoil and we have parents losing their jobs or getting furloughed, I worry about the stress level at home. As you know, schools are often the place of calmness for kids. It's the one regular place that they can go to every day, 5 days a week, 180 plus days. Now that has been taken out of the mix, and I'm continuing to get worried that without regular counseling or other adults to check in on the kids, that we're going to see other issues come up.
And that's going to be my question. Is that your big? What do you see as the biggest challenge as we move forward through this? Is that the mental health and wellness of our students and parents, and I guess the staff? I would put in that as well.
Oh, without a doubt, the staff. Yeah, and in fact, I've had staff members who have reached out and taken advantage of the counseling as well. I do. In many ways, our high school kids are probably getting a little less stress because the workload is just vastly different. It just can't be the same as going to school 6 hours. So they might have a little less, academic stress. But the isolation, not being able to see their friends, the annual, the proms, the graduations, the typical things that young people should look forward to have been robbed of them. And don't forget, young people don't have life's experience to say, we will get through this, right? This is their world, and I get it. I get that. A senior has looked forward to her prom for many years. So we need to be able to listen and validate the young people and our parents. And as I mentioned before, as the economy is still in turmoil, I am very worried that, it's going to create great stress on the family unit, married if you have, two people together, and then that stress, as you know, gets, absorbed by the kids. And then you have this terrible circle going on, but yet we're not there, or the kids aren't with us for 6 hours. They're there 24 hours, 7 days, and we can't look in on them. That's why every student gets a call from a staff member, not just the at-risk. The at-risk has specific assignments. Every student gets a call every week, because I want the families to have the opportunity to reach out. I want to hear their voice, so to speak. I'm not making all the calls, but I want a staff member to hear that it's okay, and maybe that phone call will allow that parent to ask for help. So I think we have to keep the human connection going, and we have to break down the stigma about asking for help. It's okay to ask for help. I just need someone to talk to.
I have a question, just a couple few more questions. One is, what's the role of your administrators, your building principals, your assistant superintendents? Are they there to help monitor and uplift the staff, particularly the,
yep.
their principal, the, their own staff, and monitor and let you know, I think everything's okay, or we might have an issue, or is that their job now?
It sure is, and it's you know, I joke that I must have missed the how to lead an organization through a pandemic class at Fordham University, because this wasn't part of my graduate program. They are, and the administrators are vital, and like many of the school districts in New Jersey, we have a great group of them. They're vital because they are the common denominator between the staff and the community, and by that I mean they're able to monitor the work that is going on. They're able to take the phone call from the parent who has a question because the teachers are just so overwhelmed. Many of our teachers are parents themselves trying to, mm-hmm. you know, teach their own students while trying to teach Ramsey students. So the administration plays that vital role of being a common denominator for communication between the various parts of our community, including our school district and our mental health resources that are available.
Now, I know your staff stepped up to the plate, so to speak, and really took this and ran with it. Maybe none of us have a choice, but they did, and they did very successfully. But was there a couple things or one or two where you said a staff member came up with an idea, you're like, wow, I never thought of that. That's a great idea that you said, it gave you some pride.
Yeah, that's great. There have been a lot of virtual connections. And one of the things that I'm really proud of that we did this week, we're on spring break. And we had some serious conversations. I know some other district canceled their break, but we felt it was best to have it because of the teachers up until this week were working 3 weeks at a frenzied pace, their parents themselves, or they're taking care of their own elderly combined with, it's a holy week for many of us, Holy Thursday, Passover, mm-hmm. Easter. We thought it would be best to keep the break. However, we had over 15 teachers offer spring break enrichment classes this entire week. So I've had hundreds of students still engaged in what is best about teaching and learning, which is human interactions. So we offered spring enrichment learning experiences this week. And the staff members had to step up to the plate and want to do it. And they did. It was amazing. And the community has embraced it, and they have thanked us. But it was really a win-win because, some parents wanted the structure of school, but yet understood that our teachers are parents as well. But I am really, really proud of our teachers for stepping up to the plate and offering so many spring enrichment classes. And we didn't charge anyone, and it was, today's the last day of it because tomorrow's Good Friday, but overwhelmingly positive and just a wonderful response.
Was it at, what grade level was that at?
It was pre-K through 8. And, everything from, a digital class or math games, technology, story time. I actually got the inspiration while I was on my Peloton. How's that, Ray? See? A little exercise clears the mind. And I threw it out there. And you asked, what was I amazed? And the teacher said, absolutely. They didn't blink. You got it, Murph. You got
wow.
it. How about this idea? What about that idea? I love this. What about that? So all within like 36 hours, we got this out there. So it was, it's just an amazing place to go to work every day.
Okay, and we're coming towards the end. Any final thoughts for your colleagues, your superintendents, or educators, board members, anyone across the state that as we get through this?
Yeah, I think, first of all, keep the faith, right? We're New Jersey strong. We're going to get through this. There's, you know, I would just say, though, that I think everyone needs to recognize their feelings. And it's okay sometimes to be sad. And it's okay to sometimes to be a little depressed. Being strong doesn't mean that you don't have these feelings. It's just important to recognize them. But I know that better days are going to come, and I'm really proud to be an educator in New Jersey. And I want to thank school boards for continuing to do these types of broadcasts, because I think it's really important for the people of New Jersey to hear the good things that are going on.
Yeah, yes. And the idea behind this is that there's good things going on at every level of the school, administration, board, teacher. Everyone's really pulling together for the kids. So I wish you good health, and I hope it all goes well in Ramsey. And I look forward to when we can see each other physically down the road.
You got it, Ray. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
That
bye-bye.
Brings us to the end of this episode. Bye now. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed what Dr. Murphy had to say. Thank you, and have a good afternoon.